It's good to see you all. I hope that those that weren't here yesterday were able to hear the cheer. Well, okay. So please make sure, Zalman ben Eliyahu. So we did packet seven. It's a very important packet. If you didn't, if you weren't here yesterday, we have to hear every shiur. But please listen to packet seven. We discussed the katzal very bekitzer of Darva Hamamid. So what does that mean? So you have a vat of milk, right? And say you take a little piece of the stomach. Yesterday we discussed three sheets of what's the story of milk in the stomach. But please listen to So what happens if you have a vat of milk and you take a treif animal and you cut a little part of the stomach and you throw that little katicha into the vat of milk, and now it changes into cheese, the whole form. Now, the vat of milk was much bigger than this little piece, so it really should be batel b'shishim. But we have a concept of dover hamamid eino batel. That's something that changes the form of something else. Whereas here, it's milk, and now it's cheese, a totally different form. So this little piece, because of its acidity or whatever it is, was able to change the form of the milk into cheese. That's called Dover Hamamid. And Dover Hamamid is Eino Bato. So therefore, even though mathematically it should be Bato B'Shishim, because there was much bigger amount of milk in the vat than there was in the still thing. So therefore, it is Eino Bato. And the simple pshat is only a Didraman. We discussed yesterday whether it's a din the rice and din the rabbanim, but the simple pshat is it's a din rabbanim. But there's much more that I said yesterday, so I please urge you to make the time to listen to the shiur.
Rabbi, are we doing supplement seven or are we skipping it to eight?
No, so today we're going to do eight, and then I guess we'll do supplement is seven and eight, so maybe do seven and eight, and then maybe supplement seven and eight, something like that. Okay, so there is a din. This, we're a little bit late because this really I wanted to give this year before Shavuos, but okay, I mentioned it before Shavuos. It's on Gvina, and I made sure to have cheesecake at both days when I came home from shul in the morning. To have a sugar-free cheesecake on the first day. And the second day of Shavuos, I made the Kiddush on the wine, so I had a Revius of Yayin in the daytime, the first day and the second day, and then I had the cheesecake, but the cheesecake that I had didn't have enough mizonos to, so I had other cookies as well. Even though Rav Moshe Feinstein, Pesach is that you can make, if you go to the Kiddush and Shul, you can have whatever you want. Whatever you want, as long as later on you make Kiddush again on the Shasta Sudur or Shasta Zonos. But most people hold that no, if you don't eat a Zonos or a Motzi at the Kiddush and Shul, then you weren't Yotzi the Kiddush, because then Kiddush Mokum Sudur, then you ate without Kiddush. So Moshe held not that way. Moshe held not that way, and it's a long tshuva that he wrote to Rav Reuven Feinstein. Okay, it's an important tshuva, and especially if on the Lower East Side, you can be so much on this tshuva. But even if not, usually we have the mazonos, but once in a while, like it came up like on Shabbos Chol HaMoed or something like that, when you would have to make kiddush and shul, but have eggs, so you didn't have mazonos. So he. He just had eggs, and then they had later on. But Reb David Feinstein wrote a letter once against that. He said, you see, the Rishonim don't hold like that, because all the Rishonim ask a kasha about Kiddush Makom Sud and Shul, and they don't give this answer. So you see that they didn't hold from this. I remember once I was an MTJ on, it might have been either Shvi Shul Pesach or Achron Shul Pesach. I was an MTJ. Then I asked Rav David a very important Nida Shaila, which Rez Hashem will say over next year, Rez Hashem. But I asked, and then they had a Kiddush there. And there was all potato starch Kiddush. And I don't know, but I was watching Rav David. I used to watch Rav David the whole time, like in the sukkah. Like, I watched everything he did. And then the thing, I watched everything. I didn't see him eat. He does eat at Kiddush. He does eat at Kiddushes. But he didn't eat. And I think because the word is that he didn't want to rely on the that heter of not having mazonos at the Kiddush. But he didn't eat. And that's why I didn't go over to him and ask him, why aren't you eating? But that was my, based on the thing that he wrote, and based on what I saw him not doing, I put one and one together, and I came to that conclusion. Oh. So the question is, there is a din of Gvina Sachem, meaning that if a guy, we'll have to see what that means, the cheese of a guy. So what does it mean, the cheese of a guy? So there are different opinions, but the cheese of a guy is awesome. So what makes it a cheese of a guy? Owned by a guy, made by a guy. So let's take a look. We should look on page 9. In your day, Kuf Tes Vav Sif Beis. Gvinas Ha'ovei Kachovim Asrum. There are, now in the Gemara, it has a whole bunch of reasons, but the Shulchan Aruch says, the Asad Ebi Meshem Amidim Osam Or Kevas Shchitosam Shehina Veila. In other words, because when the Goyim make cheese, what do? They take milk, and then they put stomach, the physical part of the stomach of an animal, of an avela, and they put it in, and it becomes cheese, and it's called the Dover Hamamid. And a Dover Hamamid is Eina Bata.
Rabbi, Gvinas Akum here means made by a non-Jew, or that it's not kosher?
Oh, so we're going to see. So we're going to see what it means. But here, simple chat in the Shulchan Aruch is you get it from the goy, and that's how the goy makes it.
And are we still going by like what we said yesterday about Mamid, about that it has, that one of the reasons is because it's nicker? Like the changes that it's
nicker? Yeah. I mean, we discussed yesterday whether the din of Dover Mamid ain't a part. If you would eat that cheese, and it say it would be bottle, but you eat the cheese, it's not bottle, it's Dover Hamamid in a bottle. Is that an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabban? Most hold it's only an Issa D'Rabban. But some want to say, the bar uses a lotion like sort of like Nikar Issa, so do you take that literally? Because something that's Nikar Issa is in a bottle. So that's the D'Oraisa of Bashas. But it means it's like under the rubric of Nikar Issa, but it's not Amish Nikar Issa. Like we have all these discussions of but then the Shulchan Aruch says, and we'll have to see where this comes. So, afilu hemidua ba'asovim asura. But say this guy is a firmer guy, and he didn't use the vela. He used grass, asovim, some type of thing that has some type of potency that could cause it, which is kosher. Asim, asati asim sotchol of defa, chaltim, right? Even so, they made a gzeira on the Kvinas Akum that even if it was made in a kosher way, then it's still us. And that's the Rambam says this. We'll see where the Mokka is for everything. But I just want you to, first I want you to understand what it is. Then the Ramah writes, Israel, but if Israel sees, they would say it's the guy's greener, but there was a mashkiach there. The Israel sees the asiyas agrinus for haliva mutter. In other words, just like my chol of Israel, right, is also, but if a Jew sees it, then it's mutter. So too, from here as well. So the simple shot is that Israel sees the Asiyas Agrinus, because he sees the rennet being put in. So then it's mutter. But the Shach disagrees with that. And he says, no, it's not enough to see. He says, it's not enough. So what do you need? So he says that it's not enough just to see. It has to be either Israel is putting in the Dovah Mamed, or the Israel owns the Gvinus. He says, first, the wide line, the very wide line, the Shach. Probably so, Omer Al Gabba doesn't help. It has to be that the Jew made the Gvinus. So either the Jew made the Gvinus by putting in the Dovah Mamid, or the Jew owns the Gvinus. I guess he owned the milk, and therefore he owns the cheese that's made. And then it's mutter. But according to the Ramah, you could have it's totally made by a guy and owned by a guy. Everything is a guy. But Israel saw it, that's called Gvinus Israel. So that's a big cooler, the Ramah. It's a big cooler. Fact that all you need is to see it. Yeah, that's what the sacrament is. If you look at the Berhetiv, it says a shach kol lekal zeh. Also, the field of Israel roa hakol. The loch also calls much of the chavah Venus. Yeah. So it comes out a very interesting thing that if you have cheese, that's totally quote kosher ingredients, it's still us. It's still us to eat that cheese because and if you hold like the shach, it's not gonna help your ear. So therefore, if you have say a goyish company, right? A goyish company, and you have a mashkiach who's going to watch it. According to the shach, it's not good enough, because so that's why the companies will hire a mashkiach to go down there to put the dover hamamin into the milk, or else it's gvinas akum. And we're machmir for the shach. But that's why it's kosher cheeses are expensive. Because when you're paying for that piece of that cheese, you're paying for the mashkiach's, like Rabbi Gordon writes, you're paying for the mashkiach's plate, you're paying for his hotel room, you're paying for all these things for him to be there to make it Venus Israel. And that's why it's much more expensive. So when I was ending the shiur yesterday, the last time before Yantif, I said that you have cheese blitzes. So what's the story with cheese blitzes? So, what? Yeah. Well, the question is, are they kosher? In other words, a cheese blitzer that is soft cheese, you know, soft cheese. So the question is, what's the status? Now, but you have the cheese blitzes that are soft. And it's from a Goyish company, but it has a famous hashkachas that you're all familiar with, right? So the question is that Kvinas Akum? Because of the soft cheese, they don't get the mashkiach to go down. It's just like any other product that they have. That the mashkiach comes once a yovel. So, you know, Yosef Nichnas comes in and does it. What? No, so they're making the mashkiach make sure they're using everything's kosher ingredients. It wasn't the dover treif that was mamided, etc. But so Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe has a tshuva, page 19. The famous tshuva from Reb Moshe, page 19. And this is a tshuva, a Washington Heights tshuva. Ah. Chof al Kislev, Chof Shin Chof, to Harava Goy Moreno Rav Shim Schwab, the Rav of Broyes. I used to eat by Rav Schwab. No, Shruas Rav Geli. But Rav Schwab, I ate twice by Rav Schwab, and many times, I can't even count how many times I ate by Rav Geli. You see, if you're an outsider, you're not part of the most people in the community didn't eat meals by the Rabbanah. In the community, which you're part of the community, but if you're an outsider, it's a different, right. It's a different thing. Yeah, if you invite yourself, you know. Well, I had a friend who got us invited to one place, another place. It was all because of my chaverim that I got to go to these shuvim haramanim. He says, "Dovra gvinim." Shame cottage cheese. Shemati chase tam lahaka lomish mohaisam kal isig vina. He says, because cottage, the Moshe's heter is that maybe cottage cheese is not cheese. Maybe soft cheese, because why? I'll tell you, let me say. So the Moshe says, because a soft cheese, you put milk outside in the sun or whatever, it'll curl by itself. In other words, you don't need a dover hamam. You don't need to put in the whatchamacallit, the rennet, the divide, you know, the cava or whatever is going to make it. It happens by itself, like soft cheese. By hard cheese, it's not going to become hard cheese unless you put the dover hamami in. So it doesn't need a dover hamami. So the question is, something that doesn't need a dover hamami, maybe that's not called cheese, I'll put it. And therefore, it's not part of the gzeira. It's a chiddush. He says like this. So that's what he said to Rav Schwab. He said, "Any roa chova lahoros leisra made sholem." If no one asks you, you don't have to tell them. You don't have to get up on Shabbat Shuva and say, "Hey, you people, you're not doing Hogan, and you're getting this cheese." Maybe they will listen. But of the farsim sheish, so vina hakadosh cheese yes lachlukus. Well, makiyum call of a company shalolach shul call of akum biyarkish. Reim em tzuchuch ha'os. I'm thinking shtam godu lahakel. Mokomogom may say any omer is a heter. I'm not gam any mocha a makiyum. Mechav sheish tam leheter. Umilsa de rabbanu. He says, my Moshe says, I'm not giving a heter, but I'm not giving a nisarim. That type of thing. So it's like a, I don't know, it might be milchik, but it seems to be a power of endorsement. but not everyone would agree. There's an Orach HaShulchan. Oh. Let's see what the Orach HaShulchan says. So the Orach HaShulchan, he gives you the whole thing. He speaks about the Gvina Pshuta. The Gvina Pshuta, he speaks about. Okay, let's see. One second. And he says, L'Isser. Yeah, look at the Chalkas Binyamin, page 23. That's where five of Cohen's son, where Binyamin Cohen, who's a Rosh Kolon Chaim Berlin, and the Halacha Kolon Chaim Berlin, a five of Cohen's son, Barei Shulchan's son, he wrote a similar type of sefer that his father on other parts of Yoredeya. Right, so they got away. But it's Chaval that the one who called himself Mishnah Berurah, he got in trouble. He was a Goyin Olam. You should know. Rav Ufe Halachas, Rav Wallhandler. I once had a Nida Shaila that would have asked the woman for months and months, and the only person who gave me a mocker to Tzad Kula was Rabbi Wallhandler. Lamais, in the end, the miscarriage happened, and so the heter, you know, wasn't, you know, useful because it became, you know, irrelevant. It's the miscarriage, and then once the miscarriage happened, then but he was a Goyin Olam, and unfortunately he died relatively young. He's no longer with us, and he came out with Chelek Aleph and Chelek Gimel, not Chelek Beis. I can find that. I know somebody who married into his family. He says, Yeshua's topic between his rockets is going to also follow Shakar Balaz Karetz cheese. Shema Matan's on the day to see his Dom Amamid. Like Shema Omdos Mealeim. It was just, you leave it out, and it becomes Karetz cheese. Yeshua's Gavinus Kaila Inu Bechalal Zeres Gavinus Akum. You could say like that. Or not. So the Rav Moshe had this, you know, I told you, it might be bilchik, but it was certainly a power of endorsement to Rav Schwab. Says, you don't have to, but the Orach HaShulchan, no, so he quotes the, so he quotes the Rav Moshe, and then he quotes other shittas as well, I believe. And I want to show you the Orach HaShulchan inside.
Rabbi, it looks like a Siman Tet Zayin on page 21.
Where's the Orach HaShulchan?
Siman Tet Zayin on page 21.
Rav Katan knows every mocker.
No, it's in my notes. That's all it is.
Okay. It's in your notes. It's also good. What page in the packet?
It starts with the word Ogvina Pshuta Shalom.
What page? What page?
21.
21. Wait, let's first see the Aruch HaShulchan inside.
Okay. The last three lines of that Perek, of that Siman.
Because it's like a Dover Shimon Minyan. You can't by Cholam say if Yisrael Roeyu, or we have different shitas that it doesn't apply. So, but this, the Dover Minyan, there's no way out. Venus Akam is also, even if you know for sure that it's all kosher ingredients, and it's not like Chol of Yisrael, where, you know, Yisrael Roeyu, the government rules according to the Chazanish, the Moshe. He says, Ugvina Pshuta Shalonu, She'im Bahamadu Klal, Mikol Moko Ma'isu Bimko Ma'omit. See that? The end of Tazayin? That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah, because the Dovah Shem Minyan, all cheese is... So he says, well, if it gets mamed by itself, So the word is like this. So what I was announcing before Yontif is if you get a non-Doyisha brand, but it has a hechsher, you know, the classical hechsherim that you use, it's still relying on the fact that of the svara, that if it's soft cheese, there's no din of Venus Akam. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it would be treif. No, they don't even have their own. Because my dear friend, when you have this cheese blitz, right? Mashkiach's not, it's some plant outside of Whoopetsville. So the Mashkiach's gonna come every 6 months to see that everything's okay, like he does with other products that he doesn't come. Well, the regular cheese, they'll only give a hechsher on the OU if like the shach. I think they're even closer to the shach. But the cheese blitzes, my dear friend, doesn't even have the ramal. They rely on this svara. Yeah, they rely on this svara that it's not cheese. So the soft cheese, you have to rely on this.
One second.
Sure. Yeah, just take a look at page 28, Rabbi Gordimer from the OU. We have Avram Gordimer from the OU, who lives here in the Heights, a friend of mine, many years. That is Hasana. The Heiliger of Avram Gordimer wrote an article, Jewish Action, called Say Cheese. Say Cheese by Rabbi Avram Gordimer. Say Cheese by Rabbi Avram Gordimer. See, on page 26, Say Cheese by Avram Gordimer. So he says on page 28, does Gvinas Yisrael also apply to soft cheeses? This too is a point of dispute. Some halakhic authorities maintain that Gvinas Yisrael applies to all cheeses. Others contend that only cheeses with rennet are subject to this rule. The OU and most of the other kosher certifying agencies adopt the latter opinion. and they make him. Except he's talking about, he's not talking about the Hamish HaShkachas. In other words, you know, the Hamish HaShkachas are not relying on this. Yeah. Of course, we agree. So he says, then the next paragraph is, why is kosher hard cheese so expensive? Because the cost of sending rabbinic field representatives to far-flung places to supervise hard cheese for days on end is significant. Kosher cheese manufacturers will naturally need to charge more for their product to cover the cost involved. Furthermore, nearly all domestic and European hard cheese plants are non-kosher when not doing special kosher cheese productions. You're going to have to send someone off to do a far-flung... But with the soft cheese, in other words, if you want to buy Blintzes in the store that has, you know, the non-Hamish hashgachas, so then they're not going to be an exorbitant price because they're not having a mashgiach to feed it. So that's why I'm saying you, that when you have the soft cheese, then it's better to have. If you have the Hamish Hashkacha, then you're the Kuliyam. But according to this, or according to the Rav HaShulchan, then the stuff is safe. So it's preferable to get the Hamish. What? Rav Abadi said? Yes, Rav Abadi also thought this far is like Rav Moshe's far. However, Rav Shechter calls her Rav Soloveitchik a bigger thing. Rav Soloveitchik was makel even on hard cheese.
Regular cheese.
Pillars, yeah. So, right.
Slogan, sixth grade treasure, Pillar HS cheese. Slogan.
Nice. So I think they're mach,
They don't rely on their the regular cheese. I can buy regular.
Yeah, they're but Rav Soloveitchik, what does he do? On page 15. Yeah. This is like the. So he's on page 16, the second line. He says, Rabbeinu, you know, and Rav Shech is saying in the Pnei Ne'erav. Rabbeinu Yanog Lechol Bebeisu Gvina Shal Nochrim Shem Budu Basov. He would eat kosher, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, his pashtus would be Gvina's apple, with hard cheese. Because it was Budu Basov. They didn't use, obviously, he's not eating cheese that are Budu or Yidei Deveila. But it's still usher, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Chenamel Talmid of Shev Shiva, and he told us to his Talmid of Yeshiva. But and then it becomes even more. But Kamapami Yiras Shulchan Aruch Balabais Metelephone. If Dovah is a Mutter usher, then people would call the Rav up on the phone and ask him if it's Mutter usher, and he would say the Chumra. He would say it's usher. But Pami Yiras also Yom Mamish. Sometimes in the same day, Shamel Talmid of Yeshiva Lehetera. That he would say that it's mutter in the yeshiva, and that night, you know, the Rav gave the shir, I think it was Tuesday nights at the West Side. He gave the West Side, famous shir in the West Side, in Maria. There was a shul in the West Side that the Rav gave a shir. So in the daytime, see, the Rav came on Tuesday, he stayed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and again went home Thursday afternoon. So sometimes in the morning, on Tuesday morning, he would tell the Talmidim it's mutter, and at night, people would ask him in Berea, I guess after the Shir, but also Yom Mamish. So one time it happened that the same day, then they asked him, Schoenfeld. Yeah. So, but it's interesting because if you look at in the Rambam, the Rav is a Rambam person. So if you look at the Rambam, this is a gzeira, right? So even if you do basavim, but it's a machlokes. So, here, let's see what it says here. On page 4, it says, Kvinisha mamidim asom ta'akum basavim ubei peris. So maybe it's only the mixes going in. Maybe there it says, whole mixes going in, should that it us. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the mixes going in. But not everyone holds like the mixes going in. In other words, the was not a Meiri person. So Shachta said if you would ask something from the Meiri, he would get angry with you. But in the Meiri, in page 8, it says, Mixes are mostly a nogim bo heter. In other words, if it's made by a sotim, Shemizdam, Shemotzim, and a perch, the Gvina, or Shem, Dole, and Machabim, Kosvola, Isser, Hakoponim. So it could be that it's not a Dover Shabbat, And Tosis quotes. There's Tosis here on page 2. The three lines from the bottom. One harbor becomes Yisha Ochlim or something, they should be in the Prochim. The Gamma only Novarna he tears us up. So there are pshitas that are mako if you mamid it with the davar kosher. One goes there. Some say I think if the whole if that's the minig of that mako. So that's a big. So that thing that the Rav said, it's a bit cooler. We don't usually, that's not what's followed the Kuzman Hazel. Yeah, to get through Bernard. Yeah. And then there's a Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos on page 11 that said, "Bokish Adam Roim Ha'Ovik Kachomish Hamid Ha'Chol Kevah Atzmo Mutolad." So he says like the Rambam. If you see it, it's good. But again, like I told you, the cheese blitzes that are sourced from a non Jewish company that has the regulars, the Sherim, are not even the Ramah. They're not even doing the Ramah. Because if they're already doing the Ramah, then it's already going to, then already have to fly out the Mashkiach, and then it's going to be a very high price. Like the cheese, you get cheese, it's hard. So after, like cottage cheese.
What's American cheese?
American cheese is hard. It's hard. It's hard. Cheese blitzes, and cottage cheese, you know.
It was cheese-free.
Yeah. Green cheese?
Is that it?
Cheese is hard. Maybe.
I think the hard cheese is complete.
Rav Gordimer says it?
Yeah.
Whatever Rav Gordimer says. You don't argue with Rav Gordimer. Yeah, the cream cheese. You just get a Hamish cream cheese. I'm sure in Williamsburg, where do you think people in Williamsburg don't have? Sure they do. So all you have to do is get in the car. And then you stock up. Stock up, then you're good. And I love cheese blizzard. I'm a sugar-free diet, so
that's what happens to you.
Right. It's good.
It's ready, but not flying going up.
One second. Okay, so I'll answer the question in a second. Okay, we more or less did this packet. We have to do the. Now, what's for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I get to share on 30.
And what about the rest of the people? Of course. And what about this time, 10 to 11? You can't do it, but you'll listen to it. But it was. What about you? And what about you? And next week? For me, it's
Monday, right? Yeah.
Is next week your last week of the street?
We're not
sure. Yeah.
But that, I'm saying that year is at 1:30.
Okay, okay. So, I think I have to go.
What's that one?
So tomorrow, 1:15 tomorrow? We're going to 1:15 tomorrow? Okay. Okay, so tomorrow I'll do 1:15.
Friday?
Friday's not going to work.
That's what you said, reverse. Yeah, wake up, find your mother, 8 hours later. Friday, time clock.
I told you, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, he would learn with his, when he was, I think, a bacher in the beer, Europe. He would get ready for Shabbos on Thursday afternoon, and then he would be learning with his chavrusa on Thursday late afternoon, evening, till Kabbalah Shabbos.
True.
As a Shmuel Birnbaum. You have to see the clip of Shmuel Birnbaum. I hold the whole internet was made to see Rav Shmuel Birnbaum
speaking.
Yeah.
Someone showed me the wedding.
Yeah. I was a. Okay. Okay, who's putting it up today? Daniel, you're putting up today's share? Thank you. Okay, MZ. Okay, so tomorrow, 1 second. So tomorrow I'll be masking to do 1:15. Okay, you'll listen. When are you coming back?
June 8th.
So, but you'll keep up?
Yeah.
And I want you guys to listen to yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay?
Can't stop it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let me shut off the thing that I could, and then we'll.